with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
My mom was telling me that she was talking to her sister, my aunt, who lives just south of Calgary, and it is green there and perfect. They've got all the snow they've needed this spring.
Like, yeah, they did have some heavy snowfalls.
Yeah, they've been lucky, much luckier than us. So hopefully we get something here before it's all said and done. I was talking to my nephews on the weekend, and my nephews both have daughters about the same age. I'm not exactly sure how old they are. They could be 7, they could be 12. You know, I have no idea.
Those are your nieces?
You should probably
my great nieces, but still, yeah. I don't know, in grade 3 or something, maybe. I'm just thinking. But they do cheer team, and it's a huge deal. And my nephews go with their daughters, like good dads would. Mm-hmm. They take them to cheer team extravaganza. I don't know if it's wherever it was, Shaw Conference.
I feel like it was a big dance weekend.
Huge.
This weekend. Yes.
Somewhere with a high roof.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Which we were talking to, my wife was talking to these two, Bethany and Adeline, and she asked them how things went. And they said, we finished 7th out of 8 teams. We dropped a stunter.
I don't think that's good.
No, it's not funny, but it's one of the funniest things you'll ever hear when somebody says, I dropped a stunter.
Yeah, we dropped a girl.
Ouch.
What happened to the 8th place team? They must have dropped 2 stunters.
That's what I said. What happened to the poor 8th place team? But anyway, my nephews are, you know, they both love hockey and they take their sons to hockey and baseball and all this stuff. But, you know, you got to go to these things too. So they were there and it was just funny because I got a Snapchat of these two dads watching. Cheer team, and it was cute. So I was kind of wondering this morning, you know, they both say they never thought they'd ever be in a cheer team extravaganza.
Never.
What's the thing or things that your children have, you know, made you be involved in that you never thought you would be?
Every weekend, ninja.
Yeah.
Got your chalk? Got your ninja shoes?
Do you give them chalk?
It's liquid chalk. It's crazy stuff. It comes in this tube. It's like, it's lotion.
And what, it helps them climb?
I guess.
Keep your hands dry.
Yes.
So a stunter doesn't get dropped?
Yeah.
Maybe those kids really need liquid chalk.
Stunters
chalk.
All the time. I'm going to drop a stunter this weekend. I bring my son to music lessons.
Yeah, and you never thought that would happen?
No, I was like a little nerd.
Yeah?
Try a sport.
Especially you, because you are Mr. Sports.
Yeah. Here we go. Hope the piano lesson's good.
I mean, yeah, I understand.
But no, it's he what loves it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. Well, once you get there, but you never thought you'd ever see yourself at that day, right?
Sure.
You know, mine, it would be the Ukrainian dancing that both our kids did. Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense. My wife was a Ukrainian dancer, so I understand it. But again, if you would have told 14-year-old Chris that someday he's going to have kids and someday he's going to take those kids to Ukrainian dancing, I'd be like, what?
No.
How is that possibly ever going to happen, right?
How do we get there? Yeah, I often ask myself that. How did I get here?
With Ninja.
Yeah.
780-421-1039. I know it's early, but we'd love to hear from you. What is the strange or unusual thing that, you know, you are now involved in because of your kids?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Cook County Saloon in December, and Matt was at Cook County Saloon on Friday night for the country mixtape, and it was lots of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love the format. So one of the boys would go out,
yeah,
and the other two would be up on the other side of the stage at this like makeshift bar, and they'd be singing along. It was great.
Right.
That's
and they'd
fun.
Swap in and out, yeah.
So there's kind of one band playing for all three of them.
Correct.
And they just kind of, the music just kept going all night long.
And it was all bangers.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Okay. Fun. All right. It's 6:35. We've got a couple of announcements this morning involving events that you want to go to. Your chance to win tickets as well. That'll be at 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Jack, you had a experience with a beaver on the weekend.
It was the talk of the neighborhood. I live in Black Mud Creek area, and we usually go walking. I call it the forest, but it's basically just the old Klondike RV campground that they've like grown in.
All right.
Just so we were walking around in the forest, and all of a sudden we see these things in the water, and there was 3 giant beavers.
Right.
And like, not like they were huge.
Yeah.
They were well fed,
yeah.
Which we could tell.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just, no one had seen anything like it that close. It was crazy. It's been years since we've seen beavers in the creek,
yeah.
And then to have them just be not scared of us
right.
at all. So I ended up posting it on my Instagram, and then it got around to the school, and the school was like, we're going to take like the kids on walks this week. We're going to see. And so now Kennedy is like the beaver leader. Kennedy's my daughter. And so, yeah, she's like, I'll show them where it is.
Well, she's going to feel like pretty important when it comes to that. Hopefully the beavers are out.
I hope so. But yeah, it was shocking to see them so close and so big.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Boy, they can do a lot of damage. Not to be that guy, but
oh, no. They are kind of pests.
Oh. That is the, that's the next thing that everyone says in the neighborhood. That's great. Oh, no. Yeah.
Watch out for your spruce tree in your yard. I don't think they take down spruce trees. You'll be fine.
No, but if you live closer to the creek, they yeah. could be doing some flooding.
And you can tell the damage in the creek. Like, it's significant.
Yeah, they were my dad's nemesis.
They're better as a hat.
Yeah, they were my dad's nemesis for sure. He was always the beavers and the beaver dam behind the bed and breakfast that they had. And yeah, it was just always kind of a thing. And then my brother came with Tannerite, and they told the story to get rid of the beaver dam.
Oh, I understand.
And they told the story the one time when they blew her up, and it literally took, like, they swear, 5 minutes before all the shrapnel hit the ground. So.
A lot of Tannerite. I can't believe that stuff's legal. Sidebar. Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we should bring some to the creek, right?
Kennedy, you can shoot it in front of her classmates.
The beaver leader.
That would be, that would be a story.
Yeah, it would
definitely be on the news.
Yeah, scary. It was neat to see, though.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
The weekend was really nice.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I think my neighborhood was so busy. Yeah. Everyone was outside walking.
Yeah, they were hopping and happening. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Some would have stayed inside to watch. We got Luke Bryan tickets for you to win with Quick Draw coming up in the next few minutes. But some would have stayed inside and watched the Masters golf. And Tiger Woods made the cut, which means he got a chance to golf on the weekend, which is remarkable considering his age and, you know, the things that his body has been through. It sounds like he hardly golfs at all now because he's just so crippled, but he managed to do it, and then he kind
of... Can you imagine? I don't golf at all, but I still qualified for the Masters. Like, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, you still are arguably the greatest golfer of all time.
Right.
So it's in you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Hard to take it out.
Yeah, but at one point, you know what? These people are human too sometimes. Like, for example, he shanks one into the crowd, and when I watch golf... And I see them all lined up along the fairway, like right where they're driving the ball. Like, I get serious, like, anxiety thinking about me doing that and them all lining up on the sides. They wouldn't, I realize, because it would be very dangerous.
There's I think it's the 18th, where there's this long stretch of patrons next to the tee box.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you top one. Someone could die.
Right.
At least it would be fast. Like, you'd never see it coming.
Oh, you'd see it coming, but it would be very quick. But anyway, Tiger ended up smoking somebody in the head, and they went down, right? So you had a weird hypothetical question.
Would you rather be at the Masters?
Yeah.
And you just kind of follow him around, having a great day, watching Tiger golf.
Go, Tiger, go.
Or... You get smoked by one of his balls in the head.
Yeah.
No permanent damage, but like it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Right.
I straight up want to get hit by one of his golf balls.
Yeah.
And then frame it after.
I don't think, would he give it to you? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think so.
No,
he can't play. He'll give you another ball, not the ball, because he's not allowed to switch balls.
Does he have to play it off your forehead? Like, play it where it lands?
I got to play it off a big foot's fat foot.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Here's the thing. If you don't know golf, usually if you get hit by a guy's ball, he comes over, says, hey, I'm sorry, and he gives you something. And you have to shake his hand and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not worth it for Tiger.
Are you kidding?
No, okay. What if you were at a concert and Taylor Swift accidentally hits you in the head with her guitar?
You're right. Now you're speaking my language.
I'm just going to change the celebrity. Chris surprisingly said yes, he'd
really hit me. Yeah, absolutely. Hit me in the head any day. Like,
go ahead, Tiger. Hit me in the head.
I am one concussion away from becoming a politician, so I have to be careful. But, you know.
Well, you're heading to retirement. If you become a politician, I'll say something happened on a golf course.
It is interesting to think about.
Yeah. Okay.
I posed a question to Ethan, too, on Friday.
Our drive home guy.
Mm-hmm. And he for sure is like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And his wife looked at him, are you serious?
Yeah, I think this is a husband thing.
It's a golf. It's a golf thing for sure.
Yeah, hit me anytime. I mean, then you've got a claim to fame. I'm that person that went down to
the
golf.
That's very true. And that clip would be shown over and over and over again.
Right. They hit so many people that, like.
Really? This is the thing?
It's just like, because you have people standing all over the place.
Yeah, the worst part with me is that my mouth would be open, so I'd probably swallow the ball.
Where's the ball? Is it my phone?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, it's a Monday edition of Quick Draw. We've got Sandra and Krista to play the game, and they're playing for Luke Bryan tickets. He's coming to town. Is that Thursday?
This Thursday to Rogers.
So exciting.
Very exciting. Okay, so once again, it's a best of five. Blurt out your answers. Please just say your name at the end of your answer so we know which one said it. And the first one to three is going to win Luke Bryan tickets. Are you ready?
So ready.
Name something you put on a bagel that starts with a letter S.
Salmon. Krista.
She's in.
Gross, but okay.
No, she...
Oh, come on. Salmon, it's on, like, every menu.
Yeah, salmon cream cheese little locks on there.
Grody. All right.
Grow up.
Okay, question number two. A type of cake that starts with a letter A.
Angel food cake, Krista.
That's
wow.
Better. That's better. Okay.
You're going to say ew to that?
No. Okay, as long as it doesn't involve fish, we're all good. Hey, Sandra.
Yeah.
Things are getting serious here.
I know.
Okay, let's go. Kind of on the same theme. A type of meat that starts with the letter B.
Beef, Krista.
Bologna. Never.
Wow. Krista, there was no stopping you this morning.
I'm ready to watch Luke Bryan shaking in those jeans, you know?
And you're going.
Speaking of beef.
Where's the beef?
Hey, Sandra, please play again tomorrow. Krista, enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Have fun.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Bluey. What is Bluey?
Hey, my audio. Let's set the mood with a little bit of this.
If Bluey you know, is. You know.
Oh, yeah. Real ones know. Bluey is a show from Australia about an animated family of dogs.
All right.
Bluey being the eldest sister.
Let me guess. She's Blue.
Correct. She's technically a blue healer.
Oh, that makes sense.
The healer family.
Okay.
Right?
Blue's a girl?
Yeah.
Come on, Jack!
I did not know that.
Yeah. And Bingo, her sister.
Oh, I thought Bluey was a little boy.
Okay.
Well, okay. I learned something new. Thank you, Bluey.
All anyways, my family is a huge fan of Bluey.
Sure.
We've seen every single season and episode multiple times.
Not alone, right?
No. And I argue to say that it's probably the most popular kids show for adults out there.
Okay.
Now, they've been teasing this 29-minute episode, and it came out on Friday.
Bluey episodes are usually around 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And there's like 30, 40 of them in a season. And they're amazing. I've cried multiple times.
Yes, you've mentioned it before. That they've brought you to tears.
And like they deal with adult topics in ways.
There was a one story. What was the one story about Bluey and their mom or something?
There's one episode where it deals with Bluey's mom's sister's infertility.
That's right. Yeah. Like, she couldn't have puppies.
Yeah, she... But in the new episode, spoiler alert, Frisky comes and she's pregnant.
Is her name Frisky?
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no kidding, Frisky.
Well, they all have dog names.
I get it, but still, if your name is Frisky, I mean, you're going to have puppies. All right.
Anyways, I sat down with the kids while Mom was asleep, and we're like, okay, let's watch the new episode, The Sign, it's called. Now, I'm in a couple of adult Facebook groups for like adult Bluey fans.
You are?
Yeah. Okay. I know. It's like, I love this show.
Right.
And they're like, get ready. You're going to cry. I'm like, all right. Bluey's been known to make me cry. Let's see.
Yeah.
I wept openly. My kids didn't see me because they're like right in front of the screen. I'm on the couch. They turn around and they're like, is this your new favorite episode? Because they like know Dad's favorite episodes by how he cries.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, it was so good.
Well, what made it so good?
Just everything. Yeah. The callbacks to previous episodes, like the storylines.
So if I watch that one, it wouldn't mean as much to me.
It would be a good episode, but...
I think it would. It's still really good. The premise is that they're moving. And they're moving away from, like, the city they live in, which I think is, like, Melbourne or something like that.
Right.
And Bluey doesn't want to move.
Right.
And then there's also having a wedding in the backyard, and it's just like, oh, they have to move the... Bluey wants to move the sign. If they move the sign, this for sale sign, that means they can live in their house.
Right.
But eventually everything comes together and...
And you cry.
Oh. Openly wept.
Okay.
And I will stand by this fact. This is the greatest children's show of all time.
Right.
You name another one. It's not better.
No.
None.
Sesame Street?
No. No. Sesame Street is consistent.
Right.
Like, it's on every week. You get this. Like, it's great.
But
it's a great show.
It doesn't bring you to tears.
No.
Okay.
Like, Bluey is unbelievable.
Right.
So good.
I wish I loved something as much as Matt loves Bluey.
You are into it.
Yeah. So,
Brandy, sorry, is Chili's sister, not Frisky.
Oh, where did Frisky come from, Matt?
There's a Frisky in the show.
I bet there is.
No, Frisky's getting married to Uncle Rad. That's what it is.
That's what makes him rad, is because he's got Frisky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am curious, how can we watch Bluey?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Or it's on TV. Like, I think it's on Disney Junior.
Yeah.
So if you know, if you've got DVR, you can record it. Watch them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good.
Have to get him in before the playoffs start. So.
That's right. You got 1 week, Chris.
Jesse says, sorry, Matt, but Mr. Dress-Up is still the number one children's show. Like,
yeah.
Mr. Dress-Up is great. Yeah. And like, who played Mr. Dress-Up again? What was his name?
Ernie Coombs.
Ernie Coombs. Unbelievable human being, right?
Yeah.
But it's no Bluey.
Yeah.
It's no Bluey. I stand by that.
Hmm.
That's a brave take.
I can love two things, but I love Bluey way more. It's my favorite child.
Right. Yeah.
I'd like to, Chris, sit down and watch a few episodes. I think you'd enjoy it.
I like the idea of the 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's right like in your
wheelhouse. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Scotty Scheffler?
Scheffler.
I knew I'd say his name wrong. The guy's won the Masters twice now. He won in 2022, and now he won this past weekend.
He's the world number one. He's an unbelievable golfer.
But he almost didn't complete it because his wife is having a baby.
Yeah, and she is due any day now.
Yeah.
So he basically told everyone, if she goes into labor, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
Even if I'm in the lead, which he was.
Well, there was the story throughout the weekend, right? It's like, okay, it's Thursday, tournament starts, Scotty's here.
Right.
He's going to be in contention.
Right.
He said the same thing after he was in the lead before his round on Sunday.
Yeah.
She goes into labor. See you later.
Yeah, he's not missing it.
First baby on the way.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, you only have a first baby once.
Yeah.
It's like, you only won the Masters once.
He already did that, though, I guess.
When they slipped the green jacket on you and handed you a check for $4 million.
$4 million.
Tell the mother-in-law to take a picture. But could you imagine the pressure? You get the phone call from your wife. It's like, and Amen Corner.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going in labor. You're up by four. You'd be like, ugh. Hold her in there for another hour and a half. I only got a couple more holes.
I feel like even the wife would be facing so much pressure too, right? She'd be like, no matter what, this baby cannot come.
Right. Do you think if you're in this situation, you lie?
I don't, I mean,
like you
we're
say, I'm
very,
fine, I'm
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah. And we're in different brackets right now. If $4 million was on the line, I would have that secret baby so fast. But I feel like for Scotty's wife, they probably already have money, so it doesn't matter.
Or they got lots.
Yeah.
Tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
So Bob would never know this baby was born if he was.
If he slip on the green jacket and you get a way through the phone, maybe you better come.
By the way, we had a baby
6 months ago. How come you didn't invite me home? Because you were making money.
Exactly.
All right. So the question this morning is, did you miss it? The birth of your child? Or
what'd you miss it for, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I bet you there's guys out there, we're playing 18 at Millwood's golf course. Their wife went to labor when they're on the 16. They still finished.
I'm having the round of my life.
It's like,
not okay.
Okay. We'd love to hear from you. You got a story for us? 780-421-1039.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Madeline Merlot, it's called Slide, as we slide into another week. Hey, we're halfway through April, just like that.
Oh my gosh, you're right. April 15 today.
All right, we're talking about Scotty Scheffler.
You got it.
The golfer.
Yes.
He won the Masters. And he almost didn't win the Masters because he said his wife is due right around this time. And he said if she went into labor, he was leaving no matter where he was,
walking
what
off
was going
green.
On. He was walking off and doing his thing. Yes.
This text says, my first baby was due in 2 days. My spouse was a truck driver. He got a call to go to Louisiana, and it was great money, so he left the next morning. Well, I crossed my legs, and he made that fastest trip known to man. He got back the day before and left 3 days after.
There have been a lot of truck drivers that have missed the bird, for sure. Right?
Yeah,
well, I mean, when you're
so.
On the road, you're on the road.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do.
Exactly.
A little bit longer story from Candy, but listen to this. My nephew was off on a forestry retreat and could not be reached. His girlfriend, very tiny little girl, very slim, all of a sudden she felt something like it was coming out of her. She went to the hospital, told the nurse exactly that. What the nurse says was, well, it's not your turn yet. Please go sit down. So she turned around, sat down, and all of a sudden, something did come out of her, and she was wearing leggings. She turned around to the nurse and said, something's in my pants. So they took her back to the room, and he said, yeah, it's a baby. It was a cryptic baby, so she didn't even know she was pregnant. So he ended up missing the birth of his baby, and so did everyone else, including her.
Yeah.
Imagine being the baby, and the first shot of the world is inside a pair of Lululemons.
These are kind of see-through.
And you're just, let me out.
And I know what you're saying. You're saying, how does this kind of stuff happen? But it happens.
We saw
to multiple people.
We have.
Just like, yeah. I've been in the waiting room of some ERs, and it could be a place where you see some stuff.
Yeah.
But that would take the cake.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, lady's like reaching into her pants.
I got a baby in my pants.
I got a baby in my pants. What am I supposed to do?
Not your turn. Sit down.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.